Hi, this is Joshua Paul here. We welcome you to our podcast where you hear the Rhema Revelation Word of God coming from the heart of God to your heart. And in this revelation, I am sharing thoughts, divine thoughts that can replace every negative thought, every thought that is not from God. So in this episode, I'm dealing with not giving up. Bible says, do not give up. Do not be weary in doing good. And what is doing good? I'm explaining this in episode. Please listen and send me your feedback. God bless you. Hi, it's such a joy for me to talk to you, share with you the Word of God. And in the last episodes, we've been sharing about how to receive the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is a friend, he's an advocate, he's a counselor, he's a comforter, and he is the Almighty God on earth. So even today, as you're listening to the Word of God, I want you to encourage every one of you, if you have not heard the previous episodes where I've been teaching about having an encounter with the Holy Spirit, please visit our website or visit our YouTube channel, newhopetv.org, or my own channel, Dr. Joshua Paul, in the YouTube. You'll find the old teachings, which will be very useful for you to have a rapport with the Holy Spirit, a personal encounter with the Holy Spirit. We know that Christianity is not a religion. It is a relationship with God. And the Holy Spirit is a person. He's not a wind or electricity or a feeling. And he is not a person whom we think he is. He is much, much, much greater. And at this time, as we are going through a serious shift and transformation and a global meltdown or things that are happening around the earth, even after coronavirus hits the planet Earth, and there is so much of turmoil, there's so much of uncertainty, there's so much of confusion, chaos, catastrophe all over the world, I want you to know that Holy Spirit is here on planet Earth, orchestrating everything, even your life, to know His life, His personal relationship, and His blessings, His purpose that He has for you. So in this episode, we're going to study more about hearing the voice of God. As in the previous episode I showed, in the scripture, John 10:27 says, "My sheep will hear my voice." So God wants you to hear His voice one-on-one. He wants you to know Him personally. He wants you to know His will. It is God's will for you to hear His voice. John 10:27, Jesus said, "My sheep will hear my voice." He didn't say, "Those who follow me will just read the Bible. My sheep will read the Bible." He didn't say that. He said, "You will hear His voice." But of course, how do you hear His voice? You will hear His voice through the Word of God. You will hear His voice through the Word of God. So when you're reading the Word of God, we can hear His voice. So I want you to know, how can we recognize God's voice? How can we recognize God's voice? And it's very simple. Many people think God will speak to us audibly. No, we are living on a human platform, and God is a spirit. John 4:24 says, "God is spirit, they that worship Him worship Him in spirit." So you hear God in your spirit. You hear God in your heart, not in your head. We hear God in our heart, and from your heart it comes to your head. So as I said earlier, if God wants to talk to you, He talks to you. 99% out of 100, He talks to you through the Word of God. I repeat it again. 99% out of 100, God talks to you through the Word of God. If, as you're listening to me, you may be asking me a question, Pastor Joshua Paul, what is that 1% through the other ways which God speaks? That 1% is listening like this on the TV channel or on the YouTube, preaching of the Word of God on Sunday morning. You can hear God's voice even through dreams or visions or prophecy or through natural circumstances. The heavens declare the glory of God. Psalm 19:1 says that. So there are many other ways God speaks to. God speaks through angels. God speaks through your thoughts. So that is all put together as 1%. And God's voice can be heard through the Bible, through the Word of God. As you meditate on the Word of God, as you listen to God, one-on-one, God speaks to you. Out of 100%, 99% is through the Word of God. And 1% through dreams, visions, prophecies, through preachers, through sermons on the YouTube or on Facebook or any other channel. So, but what do people do nowadays? They make YouTube as their main source of God speaking to them, or preachers, or prophecy. They run after prophecy thinking that's the voice of God and that is God speaking to them. Some of them believe that if God wants to talk to them, He'll talk to them only through prophets. That's not true. In the Old Testament, in the olden days, God speaks through the prophets. It was the other way around. 99% it was through dreams, visions, prophecy, through servants of God, through so many other sources, angels. It was all 99%. And directly to a person, like if they're a prophet, Bible says God spoke to Moses one-on-one. But nobody else in Israel heard the voice of God directly. Only Moses heard the voice of God one-on-one. So God will speak only to one individual. Unless and until God took His Spirit and put it upon another prophet, like Joshua or like Elijah, they lived in different period of time. So it was 99% God was speaking through dreams, visions, and 1% through one particular. In the New Testament, it's the other way around. 99% He speaks through the Word of God, and 1% through pastors or preachers, whatever. So I want you to know that it is God's will for you to hear His voice. God is infinite, we are finite. God is eternal, we are not eternal. We are not immortal. We are mortal beings, and our time on earth is very, very short. Maybe 100 years, 200 years we live on earth. After that, you can choose whether you want to live in heaven forever and ever. So I want you to understand in this session, in this episode, and in the continuing episodes, what are the hindrances to hear God's voice? What unbelief can stop you from hearing? Fear can stop you from hearing God's voice. And wrong theology can stop you. Wrong mindset. The devil can stop you from hearing God's voice. Your own thinking can stop you from hearing God. There are so many. I'm going to explain that to you one by one. If you can remove all those things, deal with all those things, I'll have God to deal with those things, then you can hear God's voice very clearly. So right now, I want you to open your Bible to 2 Corinthians 10th chapter, if you have. I want you to understand that not all the thoughts that come to your mind are from God. I want you to know this. Not all thoughts that come to your mind are from God. Some of those thoughts are from the enemy. Some of those thoughts are of your own mind. Some of those thoughts are from God. But you need to discern. You need to know which thought is from God. How many times you get thoughts you do not know whether it's from God or whether it's from the devil or it's your own mind. Until you discern. How do you develop discernment? We're going to study about that in the Word of God. If you turn with me to 2 Corinthians 10th chapter, 3rd verse. 2 Corinthians 10 chapter 3rd verse says, although we live in the natural realm, we don't wage a military campaign employing human weapons, using manipulation to achieve our aims. Instead, our spiritual weapons are energized with divine power to effectively dismantle the defenses behind which people hide. When you say the defenses which people hide, it means strongholds. Which stronghold is something which has a stronghold over your mind. It means rebellious castles. Demonic strongholds are centers of opposition to the light of the gospel. So we can demolish every deceptive fantasy, every fantasy, the footnote says, citadels of argumentation, which includes fantasy, argument, argumentation, arguing against the thoughts of God, plans of God. We can demolish every deceptive fantasy that opposes God and break through every arrogant attitude that is raised up in defiance of the true knowledge of God. Every arrogant attitude that is raised up in defiance of the true knowledge of God, we capture like prisoners of war. We capture like prisoners of war every thought and insist that it bow in obedience to the Anointed One. Since we are armed with such dynamic weaponry, we stand ready to punish every or any trace of rebellion as soon as you choose complete obedience. So I want you to understand that the enemy can drop thoughts in your mind, and we need to control those thoughts. I'm talking about thoughts that come to your mind. Jeremiah 29:11, God says, I know the thoughts I have for you, thoughts of peace, thoughts that can protect you, provide you, and bless you in every way. Thoughts that can provide and protect and give provision in every situation. So we must recognize God's voice as spontaneous thoughts which come upon your mind. God's voice is a spontaneous thoughts which come upon your mind. So there are spontaneous thoughts that come. I want you to understand, you know, God's voice is sensed as a spontaneous thought or an idea or a word or a feeling or a vision. God's voice is a rhema. So God's voice is sensed as a spontaneous thought, a thought that comes spontaneously. God's voice is sensed. You need to sense God's voice as it comes spontaneously as an idea. Spontaneous word or spontaneous feeling or a vision. So I want you to understand, the thoughts that come from your mind are analytical. We always like to analyze. We always like to rationalize. We always like to scrutinize. Man's mind is always analytical. And the thoughts that come from the mind are always analytical. But the thoughts that come from the heart are spontaneous. I want you to understand the difference. So that's why I told you, God does not speak to your mind because you analyze, you rationalize. You have a lot of doubt, you have a lot of confusion whether this is from God or not from God. Because those thoughts that are coming in the mind are more analytical, it's logical. But the thoughts that come to your heart are spontaneous. You are not in control of the thought. There are external forces that allow those thoughts to come into you. But in the Bible, the biblical meditation is a combination of analysis and spontaneity. So when you say spontaneity, it's a constant. When I was young, when I was in college, I remember reading poetry. And William Wordsworth describes poetry as spontaneous overflow of powerful emotions. So when those spontaneous overflow of powerful emotions that come from your heart, and then you translate it to your mind and put words in it, it becomes poetry. So you need to have heart to write poetry. Just does not come from the mind, but then it's been translated and analyzed. So we must understand that the spontaneous thoughts that come to your mind have three origins. Either it's from God or from your own or from the devil. And not all thoughts that come to your mind are from our own mind. Some thoughts are from the enemy. So how do we know? We need to pull down those thoughts that come from the enemy. How do you pull down those thoughts? By bringing every thought to the subjection of the Lordship of Jesus. We need to tell, we need to discern, we need to say, if you get a negative thought, you bring that thought under the submission. I always say, I rebuke the toxic thought that comes to my mind. I expressly, loudly, I allow my spirit to take over, and I speak to my mind. I say, mind, shut up and shut down. Stop thinking negative thoughts. Stop thinking toxic thoughts. So I put a filter of the Word of God in my mind. So when negative thought comes, I immediately arrest it with the Word of God. Any negative thought, any toxic thought, any bad thought, any thought that's not from God, ungodly thought, I take authority in the name of Jesus. I arrest it, I rebuke it, I expel it, I command it to leave right now. So I arrest those thoughts before it takes root into my mind, into my heart. And every action is based on your thoughts. When you get a thought, you act upon it. So before you could act upon it or speak it out, you can arrest that thought if that is from the devil. So not all thoughts that is coming in our mind are from us. It could be from the enemy. And number two, we need to understand that the Hebrew word for intercession is paga, which literally means a strike or light upon by chance or an accidental intersecting. So I want you to know that you are not a self-containing unit, but you're a spirit-containing vessel. You are a vessel which can contain spirit content. So Holy Spirit is the content, and you are a container. Your mind is a container. So we need to encourage the thoughts that come from God. How many times I get a thought and I know that is from God? For example, today morning when I woke up, I the first thought that came to me was, we can easily train people to hear or fine-tune to hear God's voice 24/7. That thought came to me. I said, how is that possible? Then I started writing it down. Then God gave me this word, special ops, like special operation. So what is the special ops? So you teach people how they can see God vision. You can teach people how they can develop the gift of visions, develop the gift of dreams and visions, and to hear the voice of God. So then I knew that this thought is from God. So I want you to know that thoughts is a container. Thoughts can come from God. Your mind is a container. Your mind is filled with thoughts, and the thoughts either could come from the devil or from God or from our own sense. As I told you, Jeremiah 29:11, God says, I know the thoughts I have for you. So we can receive the thoughts that come from God. 2 Corinthians 10 says that the thoughts can come from the devil. We need to take captive every thought that comes to your mind, which comes from the devil, which also says your own thoughts, as your own thoughts are developed as you meditate on the Word of God, and as you read the Word, study the Word, hear the Word, that develops into a thought pattern in your life. Thank you. As we are going to continue to study, I want you to meditate on these scriptures that I've given you. If you have any doubts or questions, or if you want to have any questions, or you want to give us any comments, please contact us, and we will be able to help you to hear God's voice clearly. I want you to know that it is God's will for you to hear His voice clearly. As you can hear my voice, you can hear God's voice more clear than this. God bless you.